Oh, welcome to the church, my dear. I do believe I've never seen you around here before. Is this your first time visiting? You used to be a regular. Oh my. Welcome back. Welcome back. I do hope you've been quite well. Truly, it must have been quite some time since you've been here. What can I do for you today? You don't recognize me? Why, of course, of course. I was recently transferred here to be appointed as the abbess. Oh, but that's beside the point. My child, you seem quite troubled. Do you need help? You seek a confession? Oh my, oh my. Oh, normally, we don't take confessions at this time. We are quite busy right now. But, judging by the look on your face, you must be having quite a bit of difficulty. Well, I would be remiss to turn away one of our Lord's lost lambs. Come, I'll make an exception for you. I'll happily take your confession today. How does that sound? Wonderful, wonderful. Then, come right this way. We can get started immediately. You wonder where the other nuns are? Oh, of course, of course. They're all occupied. You see, many are studying or preparing for an upcoming celebration of the Lord's love. Here you are. Step inside, my dear. And take a seat. I'll be with you shortly. Now, my child, speak. Tell me what troubles you so. You may pour your heart out, lay your sins bare. Nothing shall leave this confessional. Everything you say is between you, myself, and the Lord. You are safe here. My, my. Your sin is that of a lust? I see, I see. How long have you held such desires in your heart, my child? My, my, that is quite a long time. Ah, those sins of yours, that lust that you feel, it must run quite deep, doesn't it? Yes, yes, I thought as much. It's all right, my child. So long as you hold love in your heart for the object of your desires, for that which you lust for the most, so long as love is in your heart, there's nothing wrong with your lust. You must simply control it and focus it. Focus all of your desires. Oh my, your lust isn't focused. Tell me, how many do you lust for, then? That is quite a lot. That is quite the sin, isn't it? Oh, whatever shall we do? do about that? Well, if you'd like, I can help you control yourself with a prayer. Excellent, excellent. Yes, pray with me. Pray with me and learn to control your lust, and all of your sins will be absolved. Now, kneel with me. Kneel before the window to pray. Below the window, there's a small hole. Do keep a watch on it, as I'll be giving you something to assist you in your prayers and temper your lust. This is the divine implement that the Lord has gifted me with instruction to use it to lead those who are at risk of straying from the Lord's path. It is offered to the faithful as an alternative to taking their Holy Communion. Now, I desire to bless you with the Lord's gift. Won't you partake of it, my dear? Oh, yes, of course, you may place your hands upon it. There is no sin to be had here, so long as your love and desire is dedicated to the Lord. Yes. Yes. Oh, you're doing so well. Good. Focus all of your love and desire. Sense can offer. Yes. Touch me as much as you need. Pour all of your sinful lust and desire straight into me. Do you enjoy the heat of it in your hand? Can you feel my own love and need pulsing in response? Good, good. You're doing so well. You're doing so well, my lost little lamb. Now, I think the Lord's implement is ready for you. Then tell me, are you ready? Good, good. Then take this holy body into your mouth and release your sinful lust and desire upon it, and everything will be cleansed. sin will be absolved, so long as you properly worship the Lord. Good. That's so good. Yes. The way your tongue slides across the tip. It feels so good. The way you handle me and touch me. You must have so much lust saved up. God. Good. You're so good at this. Such a sinner. A sinner like you needs to be cleansed so badly. Keep sucking on me. Keep sucking on the tip. And I'll cleanse you with my holy seed. Yes. Oh, yes. Your mouth feels so good. And so wet inside. The way your tongue runs from my dick. Yes. Yes. Can you taste my divine seed on your tongue? You enjoy my pre-cum slowly filling up your mouth. Your lips and your tongue feel so good. Yes. Worship it. Worship my divine rod. Yeah, suck it deeper. Keep going deeper until your lips touch the wall. God, yes. Good. You're so good at this. Keep going. It feels so good having your lips wrapped around my hard dripping cock. Swallow as much of my cock as you can. And drink my divine nectar. Yes. Yes. God. Yes. Your mouth is so wet and warm and tight inside. The way your lips drink so needfully for me. You are full of lust and sin, aren't you? There must be so much inside of you. It's wonderful. Yes. Suck my cock deeper. Yes. Good, yes. Keep going. Keep going. Don't stop. I'm gonna come soon. I'm gonna come soon. Let me reward you with my divine seed. Don't spill a drop of it. Take everything inside of you. Swallow everything. Yes, swallow the Lord's divine blessing. Let my holy seed pour into you. I do believe that this confession was over. I'd say it's quite a success. You can take your mouth off it now. We're all finished. But I understand if you don't want to leave my holy rod. There you go. Good. When you're ready, I'll see you outside the booth. Take your time, my dear. My. You stayed in there for quite some time, didn't you? You must have been exhausted after such a rigorous confession, It looks like you swallowed all of it, and you didn't waste a single drop of my Lord's blessing. You're such a good girl. I do hope you feel better. But it seems, judging by your body's reaction, there's still so much sinful desire built up in you. The confession might not be enough for a sinner like you. No, I think we'll need to do something more drastic. Why don't you return to me next week? And I'd be, so happy to perform another ritual to wash away your sins. How does that sound? Oh, good, good. No. Wonderful. Positively delightful. Then in that case, I'll see you there, my lost, precious little lamb.